Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. First up, let's dive into an exciting milestone for all the developers, educators, and tech enthusiasts out there. A brand new documentary about Python has just landed on YouTube. This 84-minute film doesn't just focus on code, it tells the human stories shaping Python's legacy. We trace Python's origins right back to Amsterdam in 1991, following its journey to one of today's most influential programming languages. Interviews from major players like Dropbox CEO Drew Houston and NASA's own Robin Friedrich bring home just how Python's helped drive their biggest projects. Director Bechtel, working independently under Cult Repo, has made sure it's not just about milestones, but about the people and their creative spirit that fuel innovation. The film gives an inside look at how Python has gone from a nifty scripting solution to the backbone of machine learning, web development, and automation in everything from small startups to global giants. As we see, it's not just about lines of code. It's about building communities, empowering new generations, and opening doors for collaboration in countless fields. If you're curious about the roots of programming culture or want a bit of inspiration, set aside some time to check it out. Now, shifting gears but staying with open innovation, there's fresh momentum from the FreeBSD project. FreeBSD, often praised for its rock-solid reliability, has just dropped a bumper quarterly status update, and there's plenty to get excited about, even if you're not knee-deep in kernel code. One standout is the BSD User for Linux initiative, aiming to let FreeBSD binaries run, unmodified, right on top of Linux systems. That's huge for admins and developers who want seamless cross-platform compatibility, reducing headaches for those juggling mixed deployment environments. Preparations are also underway for FreeBSD 15.0, set for a December release, featuring improvements in system management and AI contribution guidelines. These efforts aim to ensure the project remains accessible and up to speed as user needs change and new contributors join in. All up, these FreeBSD updates highlight just how critical stable, collaborative open source foundations are for the wider tech landscape. Over in the cloud arena, Kubernetes policy management has had a real shakeup with the release of Kiverno 1.1 5.0. Kiverno's latest update introduces powerful new policy types, including mutating policy, generating policy, and deleting policy. If you're a Kubernetes user, these mean greater flexibility, especially around security and compliance, without bogging down workflow. The update also delivers a slew of performance enhancements with an eye on pod security standards, letting devs apply policies at scale with serious efficiency. With container adoption booming everywhere from banks to billabongs, Kiverno's update is a win for anyone keen on optimizing their Kubernetes game. Not all tech news is digital. Sometimes the biggest changes come in the shape of real-world habits. For commuters in London, Transport for London has launched the Headphones On campaign to tackle noise pollution on public transit. Around 70% of passengers they surveyed said they're over loud music and conversations, so now there's a push to keep headphones handy and streaming sensibly. Better mobile data in the tube means tuning into audio or videos is easier than ever. No need to raise the volume for all to hear. It's a down-to-earth reminder that tech can't just connect us, but should make shared spaces more civil too. Out in the land of Linux gaming, things are heating up thanks to DXVK 2.7.1, the latest and greatest Direct3D to Vulkan translation layer. This update brings massive performance bumps for Direct3D 9 titles, polishing up multi-sample anti-aliasing and squashing compatibility bugs in all-time favorites. Gamers on Linux can fire up classics like Crysis 3 and The Witcher 1, with better visuals, less stutter, and fewer headaches. It's reinforcement that the open source crowd is delivering ever better experiences for gamers wanting an alternative to Windows. If game performance was holding you back from switching, this release is a great excuse to give Linux a go. Now, if you're a fan of slick user interfaces, there's more good news coming from desktop environments like GTK and KDE. GTK 4.20 is now out, boosting Wayland support, improving rendering and making session management more robust. Not to be outdone, KDE's added new clipboard features. Now you can mark items as favorites, so your important clippings are always at hand. It's a small touch, but it shows how open source projects keep the focus on usability and accessibility. These advances make day-to-day computing smoother and more customizable for everyone, regardless of tech background. Shifting focus to the global tech supply chain, there's big news out of China as Alibaba unveils its own AI inference chip. Born as a strategic response to US export limits on NVIDIA hardware, Alibaba's homegrown chip signals a broader move toward technological self-sufficiency. This new chip is built to handle a range of AI tasks, helping the company and the country reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. As tensions and restrictions continue to shape the tech landscape worldwide, Alibaba's efforts underscore the stakes of keeping innovation local. The race to control your own hardware and software stacks isn't just about profit. It's central to national competitiveness and resilience. Meanwhile, Civic Tech is having a moment in Central Texas, thanks to the hard yakka of Open Austin. This organization continues to boost grassroots civic engagement, building open-source tools to help locals access public data and understand community challenges. Their latest initiatives include communities of civic practice, where peers can learn skills and collaborate on real-world problems. These learning circles foster not just technical know-how, but stronger sense of community and public involvement. Open Austin's putting out the call for donations to keep these efforts rolling and advance the mission of civic empowerment. These are the kinds of projects reminding us that technology in and of itself isn't the endgame. It's about making a practical impact, locally and globally. Of course, tech with impact sometimes stirs up controversy. Meta's recent forays into AI-generated content has sparked quite a backlash. Meta faced criticism for launching social media chatbots that impersonated celebrities without their explicit consent. After public outcry and mounting ethical concerns, several of these bots were removed, but the debate on consent rages on. This touches a sore spot for society as a whole. As AI-generated content gets more convincing, where do we draw the line on privacy and personal identity? For brands and individuals alike, ensuring permission and authenticity has never been more critical. On a related note in open source, Linus Torvalds has dealt a surprise call on the future of BKHFS, a next-generation file system. Torvalds marked BKHFS as externally maintained in the Linux kernel, essentially freezing new development pull requests. While the code remains in the mainline Linux kernel for now, this handover leaves many wondering who'll drive its ongoing maintainership and innovation. The decision underscores just how pivotal good project stewardship is, and how quickly open source fortunes can change. For developers depending on BKHFS, the message is clear. Watch this space and keep backups handy. Meanwhile, one of the most game-changing coding tools in recent memory, GitHub Copilot, has entered a bold new phase. Since its launch in 2021, Copilot has moved from being a clever autocomplete to a multi-model intelligence that supports a broader range of developer workflows. Now, users can pick between models, tailoring Copilot to specific projects or problem domains. The system delivers noticeably faster responses and deeper code context, letting devs automate repetitive chores and maintain quality at scale. In an era where speed and smarts are everything, Copilot's evolution lets developers focus less on grunt work and more on creative problem solving. Speaking of making things simpler, there's also something for network admins, hobbyists, and privacy geeks: the arrival of NetPeak for Linux and GNOME users. NetPeak makes it dead easy to identify devices on your local network, check open ports, scan for security holes, and manage everything from one slick interface. Written in Python, it's designed with usability at its core, tackling the sometimes clunky world of network exploration and security for everyone. As local networks get more crowded, having quick insight into devices and vulnerabilities is no longer just nice to have. Whether you're running a small office or want peace of mind at home, NetPeak delivers a welcome edge in keeping things secure. On the privacy front, the tension between corporate data protection and government oversight is as strong as ever. A bombshell from a recent Investigatory Powers Tribunal filing shows the UK government tried to compel Apple to provide much broader access to iCloud user data. The order wasn't just about advanced data protection services, but sweeping enough to cover just about everyone on iCloud, globally. The move raises big questions about data privacy. In a world where jurisdiction, sovereignty, and tech platforms crisscross with increasing frequency, as users, staying aware and advocating for strong privacy standards has never been more important. From public to private, the intersection between universities and the corporate world is also drawing attention. Georgia Tech is leading this charge in the US. The university secured a record $70 million from corporate partnerships this year, a 28% leap that reflects new strategies in the face of tightening federal budgets. The fresh funding is welcome, but it comes with strings attached, including fine print that can limit research publication and restrict open academic collaboration. As public research gets more dependent on industry support, universities must carefully balance openness with commercial confidentiality. All these stories taken together sketch a picture of a world where technology and society are constantly pushing each other's boundaries, from personal devices, data privacy battles, and global hardware races, to homegrown grassroots projects, and the next wave of software that powers it all. The one constant is the need to keep human interests and creative collaboration at the center of the digital transformation. Whether you're a developer, gamer, commuter, student, admin, or simply curious, your contributions help shape the tech we all live with. As these innovations and debates roll on, stay tuned, stay engaged, and remember to support the open projects and causes you care about. Thanks for listening.